Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now, a little taste of fall, the humidity's down a little bit. Highs are still going to be in the 80s, but no rain forecast all the way through next Wednesday, which is good. God bless our friends in Florida. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about that tomorrow. Also, looking back at Helene, Alex Hammerstone joins us now, our friend from Trusted Sec. How you doing, Alex?
Not bad. It's a beautiful day here in Cleveland.
I'll bet it is. What's the temperature?
It is right in the 60s, or low 60s.
Cleveland's a nice town. I tell you that all the time. I've been. People crack wise about Cleveland, and I don't know why. It's a nice city. Let's talk about internet safety here and passwords. And you know, I don't want to alarm people, and I don't want to give them anything else to worry about. But by the same token, knowledge is power, right? So you need to know what's going on and what's not. Tell me what happened with this smart guessing algorithm.
So what it is really, you know, researchers and information security professionals really haven't improved the methods they can use to kind of figure out passwords and kind of crack them. And what's important to note is, you know, people oftentimes think about cracking passwords and so on and so forth. But what they're talking about is that when your password is stored on some website somewhere or some server somewhere, it generally is encrypted, right? Mm-hmm. And so if your password is ABC123, it's usually not stored as ABC123. It goes through what we call a hash or an encryption algorithm, and then is stored as a kind of a string of, you know, encrypted letters and numbers and so on and so forth. And so being able to crack that string of letters and numbers is what then allows them to know what your password is. So I just want to be clear about that when we talk about password cracking, mm-hmm. because it's not just you know, guessing what your password is and entering a bunch of passwords into a website because you'll get locked out, right? I mean, we've all done that. Mm-hmm. You know, we forget our Gmail password and try three times, and then it says wait an hour, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to note that piece.
So I'm looking at this story from Forbes, and it says how predictable humans are, and this goes maybe to crafting passwords, and I think this has a lot to do with the success of so-called psychics. They took a sample of 200,000 people and asked them to choose a, quote, random number between 1 and 100, and most of them gravitated toward a small set of six numbers, 7, 37, 42, 69, 73, and 77. There's got to be some, I guess, in the human psyche that explains that?
For sure. I mean, it's interesting you mentioned kind of psychics, and I always think of you know, how people really glom on to, if I make 100 predictions, you'll remember the one that's accurate, but not the 99 that aren't.
Or you think of somebody and they call, but you know, that you think you're psychic, but you don't realize you thought about 100 other people that didn't call, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and humans are very predictable, right? I mean, the most common password is still the word password.
Really?
And then there's, if you look, oh, absolutely. And if you look at, you know, all the kind of top passwords when they do research, it's things like password or password one or, you know, right now it's, you know, fall 2024, and then, you know, in a few months it'll be winter 2024. Mm-hmm. And even when people are randomly selecting passwords, I mean, think about it. If you think about your own password, I mean, if you're coming up with it randomly, you probably have selected two characters that are next to each other on the keyboard, right? Or people tend to pick letters that are in the middle of the keyboard. So some combinations, even when they seem random, if they're picked by a human, are going to be more common than others.
I always pick something that's going on in my life at the time. Good methodology or not?
It can be. You know, so certainly length is extremely important, right? It's oftentimes much more difficult to crack, you know, 30 characters of just words than it is to crack, you know, seven random digits or characters. But I think what's really important for people to think about is, you know, a lot of us have hundreds of online accounts you've created over the years, but how many of those are truly important to you, right? So probably your banking, your email, you know, some work accounts. Make sure at least for those you're choosing, you know, very, you know, long, complex passwords.
So somebody texted in, and I think this is interesting. when you order a pizza, why do you need a password? Or when you do something else, why need a password for Home Depot if you're going to, or whatever, if you're going to order a box of screws or whatever?
So oftentimes that's because they want to save your information, right? So they want to save your credit card information or your address or what have you and create an account.
Wouldn't you do that anyway, Alex?
Not necessarily. I mean, I order pizza all the time as a guest, right? So I don't log in. I just kind of enter my credit card number or use Apple Pay and my address and do it one time and the pizza shows up. But, every company really wants you in their ecosystem, right? They want to be able to collect data on you and create accounts and so on and so forth.
I'm going to take a break, and I want to open the phone lines here, the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line, Internet Security 101. We'll talk about passwords, anything on the Internet that you think you understand but you don't. For example, somebody texts in and wants to know about cookies. They don't know what to do with cookies. I don't think they're talking about the chocolate chip type. I think they mean, do you allow all cookies? Do you use necessary cookies only? Do you disallow all cookies? What do the companies do with the cookies? What do they pick up? And we'll just take it from there, because Alex is the man. He understands all of this, and a lot of us don't. Alex Hammerstone, the leader of TrustedSec. We'll take a break. Come back right now. Traffic.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Tommy Tucker, 825, back with Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for TrustedSec, talking about Internet security. And we were talking about mentalists and how some human beings revert to the same group of numbers. A massive group of human beings pick seven of the same numbers over and over. I don't know why. But I was working with this guy, Kreskin, who was supposed to be a mind reader at a casino, and I was emceeing a show, and he came out, and his microphone was not on. And I thought, of all the people who would know that his mic wasn't on, wouldn't it be him?
So I think mentalists are actually amazing to me because, in my experience, they're basically, psychics who are honest about what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
And, I've been to mentalist shows, and it's actually fascinating.
It is.
But, Just through probability, right? I mean, you can start to guess things about people based on their appearance and their age and things like that. And you just start, kind of teasing things out. You make 10 statements and maybe, one is accurate and they remember that one. Then you go on with that. But mentalists are really a great example of, how, psychics and how the human psychology works, because they're open about the techniques they're using.
Because I left amazed that he read people's mind, and then after I thought about it the next day, the one thing I was certain of is that he didn't read anybody's mind at all, that he surfaced a lot of information. Somebody wants to know about how often should they dump temporary files stored in a computer?
So really, it's a personal preference. When you think about things like cookies, a lot of things, do make our life easier, right? So if you're browsing the web... And,
tell people what a cookie is, Alex, that don't know, because I think there are some people that don't.
So there are a number of different types of cookies. So I'll speak a bit generally, but it's basically a piece of code that the website is going to store on your computer, right? That's going to kind of, help manage what you're doing there. And so when you are clicking around a site and it shows, the links you've already clicked one color and the ones you haven't clicked a different color, that's a cookie at work. Or, it's what builds your shopping cart on most websites. Okay. So it does help in those ways, but there are other kinds of cookies that follow you around the internet. And so that's why, if you search, boots or something on one website, all of a sudden every other website on earth is giving you ads for boots, right? You can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's good and bad to it. There can be some privacy concerns, but just remember that if you delete all those, what will happen is a lot of the saved logins or saved browsing history will go away, which in many ways can make your internet experience less efficient.
So generally speaking, do we want to allow all cookies or do we want to use the necessary cookies only?
So necessary usually will get the job done. Really you kind of have to go with experience, right? So if you're only allowing necessary and you don't like the experience you're getting, then you can allow all. But only allowing necessary is fine for most people.
Somebody texted in, they don't trust anything, and I'm of that ilk. And when somebody suggests a password and it's extremely complicated, it looks great, but they want to know if somebody's not storing that somewhere, or if the person that's, or whatever it is that's generating that suggested password, all of a sudden you're compromised because you're using the password that they suggested. Is that dumb?
So it's always possible, right? I mean, we always want to think about what's possible versus what's probable or what's likely. And so generally, you know, I mean, if you're letting, you know, Apple or your iPhone or a website generate a password, you're pretty much going to be fine. There's always exceptions, right? I mean, I can stand in a room of people and say no one here is going to win the Powerball, but eventually with enough rooms, I'll be wrong, right? So we really want to look at kind of what's most common and what the biggest risks are. We take risks all day, every day, right? I mean, whether it's walking down the street or getting behind the wheel of a car, there's so many things that are dangerous or possibly dangerous, but we get through most days okay.
Give me three tips before we let you go, 30 seconds left, rules of thumb for people when they're creating passwords that are the best practices.
So the biggest one is don't reuse passwords, right? So don't use the same password across multiple websites. That causes tons of issues. Another one is make sure you're using that multi-factor authentication, right? So make sure that even if someone knows your username and password, they still need that third piece, right? That code that gets sent to you. And then one piece is always, you know, you can use a password manager. There are a number of them out there. And then the final thing is, you know, don't be afraid to write down certain passwords as long as you keep that safe, right? So I'd much rather you have a very complex password, you know, written in the margins of your favorite book than use a weak password.
What about keeping it on a notepad on the phone?
So it depends, right? Because it depends if somebody has physical access to your phone, which is not uncommon. There are a lot of scams that kind of work like that. Somebody will ask to use your phone, and then they'll look in your notepad, or they'll even Venmo themselves money or something like that. So I'd much prefer people use a password manager than use the notepad.
Listen to what he said. Put it in a margin of a book. My gosh.
Well, think.
No, I understand what you're saying.
House, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, but then you got to remember what book. Thank you, Alex. Right. Pleasure as always. Alex Hammerstone, he's always there when we need him, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We'll talk to Meg Farris when we come back, a story that's going to both break your heart and warm it at the same time, minute late. Time now.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.